Welcome to the Right to Reason podcast. I'm your host, Robert Stanley. Today we're debating the Illuminati. It's only a few days away from 2019. Let's get weird.
It's the Right to Reason podcast.
This episode of the Right to Reason podcast is brought to you by our patrons and contributors like me. We have all recognized the value of the unrestrained marketplace of ideas and have decided to make a difference. You can make a difference too. Contribute at patreon.com/right and learn more about your right to reason at therighttoreason.com. Your activism is appreciated.
Save tonight. Fight to break up, dawn, come tomorrow.
Toby Samuel, happy to be talking to you,
man. Yes, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for everybody listening, Toby is the YouTube creator of All Things New. Toby, would it be fair to characterize it as a Christian-based conspiracy theorist YouTube channel? Would that be an appropriate?
That's accurate enough. Yeah. So I do a lot of things on the channel, and I have some apologetics up there, some defense of the faith, some I have two conspiracy videos, quote unquote conspiracy, and it kind of caters to all aspects of the faith.
So the one that got my attention was, it was titled Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, Illuminati Exposed, MK Ultra Puppet Agenda. And I thought, what the hell is this? You know, because it sounds a little wacky, like as if it's hip-hop people are revealing secret Illuminati Easter eggs or, you know, like secret hints to us or something. Here, let me play just a quick snippet.
Primal desires, right? And that's what they always try to incite, you know, these female artists in the industry. Just primal, natural desires. Desires that are against God, desires that are against the Bible and holiness. One other thing that you'll find these artists lately love to do is spread their legs to the camera straight on. They love doing this. They know that this incites sexual, immoral thoughts by the viewers. They know that this what sells. There's this idea that sex sells. No, sex doesn't sell. Sex poisons and sex damns. You don't do it according to marriage. So these artists love sitting in front of the camera, these female artists, and spreading their legs and licking their lips and sticking their tongue out.
All right, so sex poisons, sex doesn't sell. Would you say that that's something that the Illuminati uses, is sex?
Yes, of course. It's everywhere now. You know, back in the day, you know, talking about sex could be like a taboo thing. But now, through the media, through technology, you know, through MTV, all these types of forms of media, sex has become like even children at the age of 10 have probably seen some pornographic images without going to porn. They're just seeing pornographic images on TV, even in cartoons. And that they know that that's very attractive. They're trying to feed the primal man, essentially.
Who is the they? What is Illuminati exactly?
The Illuminati are a collection of superpowers and people in high places that they and their agenda is to bring about a new world order, an order that is governed by Satan and satanic ideas, essentially. So they have the power to control and shape people's minds and to manipulate people and to indoctrinate people with different types of ungodly passions. And they're doing all of that to usher in the Antichrist, essentially.
How does Nicki Minaj spreading her legs usher in the Antichrist, though? You know what I mean? Like to someone like on my end, you could imagine that sounds like quite a stretch.
Yeah, I can explain that because, you know, it goes back even to you know, the family system, the organic, natural family system, you know. So when you poison the minds of young children and young women, young men especially, you know, that's when you see them make mistakes. You know, because when you incite sexual desires from them, you see them make mistakes. You see them begin to question their own sexuality, you know. And once that happens, once you start toying and pulling and tugging on their minds, then, you know, they are susceptible. They're susceptible to many other damaging ideas.
Let me try to unpack this a little bit. So you're saying if you show teenagers, for instance, these hip-hop videos. And in the hip-hop videos, it has a lot of sexual innuendo, sexual imagery, that sort of thing. Then the result of that is that these young people will then start to become gay or trans. Would that be something like what you mean? Like they question their sexuality? I'm guessing you mean that they're not straight or cisgender or
what have you. Yeah, that can happen. That's one of the fruits and results of that. And they can be, they can, you know, we see, you know, children having sex at younger ages, having children at younger ages, and they have no business having sex at those ages, like 15, 10, 12. And this isn't in those examples aren't just in the Middle East. This is happening in the Western world. This is happening in America, Ireland, the UK, Britain, Germany, France.
Didn't people used to have sex at a younger age historically?
Yes, they have, but that's not for the reasons of today. You know, why they're doing it today is because they feel pressured. You know, you haven't kissed a girl in time. Oh, you're still a virgin. You know, this sexual idea that, oh, you don't know anything about sex. You don't know anything about sex. It's pressuring children and kids to do what they shouldn't be doing before their time, essentially.
Yeah, but I mean, like, historically, it would seem like people are having sex just cumulatively at later ages now. So it would almost seem like your Illuminati sex theory doesn't really line up with just the progression of history.
No, not necessarily. Because when we understand conservatism, there was a time when there was conservatism and we knew what was wrong. We knew that, okay, you can't be with this person. They are not ripe yet. But now it's become like, no. You know, it's all questioned now. It's all subjective, you know, like there's no real time now. You can just do as you feel. You know, there's this great quote from this Satanist called Aleister Crowley, and he coined this phrase, do what thou wilt, which means do what you want to do, you know. And that quote has been seen on Jay-Z. Jay-Z has worn that quote on his jumper once. So what does that quote incite? It means YOLO. That's essentially, I assume you know what YOLO means. You only live once.
YOLO.
You
know,
so, I remember that one, that lasted, what, like 3 months? And then everybody stopped saying
exactly,
it.
Exactly, but it was still big. It entered the minds of the people real quick. That's how the poison works.
Okay, how do you know the Illuminati used Jay-Z to present the concept of YOLO? That's interesting to say, hey, maybe they did this. I mean, I would disagree. But, you know, it's one thing for you to go, I think this. It's another thing for you to say, this emphatically happened. Like, how could you ever prove something that crazy sounding?
What is precisely are you trying to say?
YOLO. You're saying YOLO is having a negative impact on our society, and you're implying that this is something that the Illuminati infected society with by the use of Jay-Z.
No. When I said Jay-Z, I was saying that Jay-Z wore a quote from a Satanist on his jumper, which was "Do what thou wilt." But the idea of YOLO is not a new thing, to be honest. In all actuality, it actually came from Genesis, when the devil told Adam and Eve that do what you want to do. God doesn't want you to be like him. You know, you eat that fruit. That's the mentality. That's the agenda. That's the true agenda of the whole cabal of Satanism and the Illuminati. They want us to have the false idea that we can become gods and that you only live once. No, you don't. You live once, and it is the judgment. And for Christians, we don't live only once. We live twice, in the sense of we live again in heaven.
Are you thinking that there's like old men sitting around with leather-bound books on the shelves behind them, like in some creepy place? There's like a crucifix hanging upside down in the room, you know?
Better. There's been videos of, and I think, did you know Alex Jones?
Oh, you're talking about Bohemian Grove?
Bohemian Grove, exactly. The giant owl where they were sacrificing, or they were doing a mock sacrifice, at least. A mock sacrifice. Why would they be doing a mock sacrifice?
We had a nuclear physicist, Dr. Ben Davis, on, and he was talking to two conspiracy theorists, and they were both talking about Bohemian Grove, and he brought up the point, well, I mean, if you just went to party at, like, Coachella or something, that it would probably look pretty crazy if you videotaped that from a distance, too, you know, or like Burning Man or what have you. So whenever I see Bohemian Grove, I think, yeah, that's pretty weird. Rich people certainly do some weird shit. You know, like, I could even agree with you, like that Skull and Bones, that whole Yale University where H.W. Bush's dad, some people don't know this, his dad was one of the original members there, and it's rumored that he stole the skull of Geronimo, the Native American Geronimo, and like kept his skull. Wow. Which is, yeah, pretty weird stuff. I mean, these are just stories, though. Like, whenever I hear this stuff, I think, yeah, that's crazy, you know, all right. But I don't go as far as you do, because I feel like I need to have something more evidence-based, you know what I mean?
You have to understand, why are they doing this? And there are evidence. There is a lot of evidence. And you know who started Skull and Bones? A Satanist called Albert Pike, right? Albert Pike, back in, like, the 1800s, he was a Satanist, and he even started a Ku Klux Klan.
You're saying the same guy that started Skull and Bones also started the KKK?
Yeah, he had his hand in the beginnings of the KKK and of the Ku Klux Klan.
I never heard that.
And of his own Masonic order, too. Albert Pike, you can look him up.
So for you, it's real. I mean, this is like really the rich people sitting around worshiping the devil in the form of owls and skulls and bones. Mm. And what would falsify this belief for you? Like, if I'm going to have a belief in something, I have to have it be falsifiable. And I'm sure you're familiar with that term, but for anybody that isn't, it would be like, I'll ask you this, okay? Give me an example of something that, if observed, would contradict your theory. Is there something that comes to mind where you would say, I would be wrong if this were to happen? And you could even make a prediction that might, if it occurred, prove your Illuminati theory. You know what I mean? Like, is there anything that we could observe that would prove your theory, and therefore, if it didn't happen, it would contradict your hypothesis, or if it did happen, it might prove your hypothesis? You see what I'm saying? Is there something like that that you could present?
Well, for something to disprove everything I believe, especially in the conspiracy world, to disprove it, I'll have to see like something impossible. Like, have all the world leaders or everyone that the truther movement is suspicious of, everyone that's in the higher power that the truther movement is suspicious of, like the presidents, all these other, you know, the queen, if all these people, all these great people come out on video and they say they're all Christians and everything they've been doing was like role playing, like in World of Warcraft type thing, and they're all truly Christians, and they were all just pulling our legs. If they come out on video and say something like that, because there's way too much proof of the contrary, that they are doing these things, that they are sick-minded Satanists. There's way too much proof. Like, it's not just like, oh, all this proof is just coming up now. Like, you could go back. You could go back to the Queen's grandfather. You could go back to, like, just even biblical times, and you'll see the radical, crazy things that history has kept in a chest, because history is embarrassed by everything, most of the things that have happened that we don't know about, you know, because many people just go through this life and they think, you know, it's just you're born, you go to school, you get married, maybe, maybe not, and then you die. And there's nothing, there's no mystery. Like, the highest mystery some people will have is just, oh, look at the sun. Oh, isn't everything beautiful? No, it's much deeper than just look at the sun and look at the grass. You know, there is a God. There is people that are doing wicked things. And, like,
let me ask you this.
Yeah?
Let me ask you this. Okay. What, something kind of did, like, my head kind of hit this alarm moment whenever you started talking, and that was that I asked you, how can we falsify this belief? And you said it would have to be something impossible.
Not impossible, but improbable.
Yeah, extremely improbable that all the leaders of the world would join under the same faith. Do you have to recognize that if you were to ask me, Robert, why do you believe in the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters?
I knew. And, okay, go on.
Well, just as an example, not trying to make fun of you or anything, but just say, like, if... Okay, yeah, Flying Spaghetti Monster, that'll work. But either way, if you say, Robert, why do you believe in this? And I say, well, there's just so much evidence that it's real. And you say, yeah, but how would you falsify this belief? And I say, it would have to be something impossible or nearly impossible or extremely improbable. Wouldn't that make you think that I'm not necessarily being rational with how I think, that I'm not being intellectually honest about the decisions that I'm making and what I believe in? If it would have to be something almost impossible for me to change my mind, it seems like I'm being very stubborn and I'm not being really open-minded at all.
Understood. Okay, let me, I'm going to address that in 2 points, but let me think of a different scenario that could disprove me. Okay, let's say, maybe one person that's been, that like we don't trust at all in the truth and movement, right? Let's say the Queen's husband, because the Queen's husband has said some things like, he's been quoted for saying things like, if he dies, he'd like to reincarnate and come back as a virus and kill like 50% of the population of Earth. He has said that. He's been quoted saying that. So if he was to even rebuke that or, you know, say something. Yeah. So if the Queen's husband or someone who said radical things were to come back and recant, you know, if they recant what they said and they were like, nah, you know, blah, 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 you know, I didn't mean that truly, you know, I, you know, whatever. They don't, like, the thing is, they've been quoted these things and they believe these things. Anyone that is in, like, in the 1%, they have no repentance. They have the money, right? They barely have any repentance. They don't care, almost, you know? So for them to say something like that, you know, will be big, you know? Even, not I'm not saying for me to believe them, but for them to say it alone will be big. You get me? Because their business is business, money, you know? So for them to say something that might shorten their money would be like a abomination to them.
Sorry, I'm looking up your, he says, deadly virus attack. Let me see. If I were reincarnated.
Did you look up the quote or are you reading?
Yeah, he said, if I were reincarnated, I would wish to be returned to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels. What? Hold on. Is this something that I can find to see the video?
I'm not sure.
Like whenever you heard it, did you hear it on video?
No, I didn't hear it on video. No, I've just been, that quote has been going around for quite some time. So we can, while you're there, you can look up Albert Pike, Satanist quotes too. And you see what, like, everything I'm saying, I'm not just, you know, off my head. Like, I don't know these people, but they've said what they said and they believe it.
I think it's just a, somebody saying that he said it. There's no evidence that he said it anywhere. Nothing that I can find. But see, here's the thing is, if I say, hey, look, I can't find him saying that on the internet.
Even Bill Gates, has been a big fan of depopulation. Anyway, people know that. The founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates, you know, he has sat down with people and discussed depopulation. You can look that on YouTube even. You don't even need to go to Google for that.
Of Bill Gates saying he's for depopulation.
Yeah.
And this is a video or something?
Yeah, you can look it up on YouTube. I think he's had whole conferences about it.
Looks like Snopes talked about how he had said that vaccinations are designed to depopulate the world. Are you anti-vax as well?
Yeah.
You know, like, the Gates family does, like, a ton of charity work, though, right? Like, it would seem kind of backwards to try to depopulate the earth if they were trying to save people.
Yeah, it's a cover up. Of course they do.
That's a cover up.
Of course they do. Of course they do a lot of good stuff.
But if I show you, if you say, hey, Bill Gates wants to depopulate the earth, and then I say, yeah, but look at all this charitable humanitarian stuff he's doing, you don't change your mind. You say, well, that must be a cover up. Or I say, hey, the Queen's husband, I can't find any evidence that he said that he wanted to be a virus to destroy the world or something. And you say, yeah, but what about Bill Gates? And then I say, well, Bill Gates does humanitarian work. He's not actually saying vaccines are here to depopulate the earth. And you say, yeah, but that's a cover up.
He has spoken about depopulation, though.
Well, I've spoken about depopulation before. I mean, I've talked about whether or not we're overpopulated in the world. That doesn't mean that I'm part of Illuminati. It seems like you would take a very small amount of evidence that confirms your ideas, but you won't accept any evidence in contradiction to your ideas, you know?
Yeah, but those other ideas don't contradict those other ones. Just because he does charity work doesn't mean he's not planning on depopulation. He's not leaning towards depopulation. Like, and depopulation is not real. Well, not that depopulation isn't real, but that the idea that the population of Earth, the people on Earth, like Earth is overpopulated, is a lie, blatant lie. It's only because they've squashed us into cities and then filled the cities with buildings and that, like, we don't necessarily need, you know, if you take the 7 billion people on Earth, or 8 billion, I'm not even sure, and you know how much land is on Earth? The world is not depopulation. It's not overpopulated, my friend. Not in the slightest. The world is not overpopulated at all. There's so much space. There's so much land. Like, it's not even funny, you know. But that idea of we're becoming overpopulated is what they're trying to push, because they don't, the masses, you know, you got to control the masses.
How do you know if you're getting a credible source or not?
It's not one source, right? That's where.
Okay, how do you know if you're getting your information from credible sources?
Because you see, you look at the bigger picture, and you correlate from one source to another source, and you remain objective. Because if you want to say, oh, how do you know your source is sound or not, then you can just question everybody. You know, everybody has a bias, you know. But if you take your time and look at the evidence and what, like, people are saying, you know, firsthand, you know, interviews and their agendas and their backgrounds, you see that, okay, these people, you know, they're leaning towards this because they want to have this in effect.
Here's the speech. Looks like it's a TED talk that he did.
Now, we put out a lot of carbon dioxide every year, over 26 billion tons. For each American, it's about 20 tons. For people in poor countries, it's less than one ton. It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has 4 factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3. The second factor is the services we use. This encompasses...
Hold on, let me play that again.
You didn't catch that.
Yeah, okay. I get what he's saying. If you want to lower CO2, you have to get one of the contributors to CO2 down to zero. And I understand that. And he starts with population.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that he threw the word vaccines in there.
Exactly.
Let me play that again. Here we go.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
What the fuck?
Exactly. It goes in with abortion and everything. You see, I'm glad you opened your eyes.
I totally understand the idea of saying, I mean, because even when he released this, hold on, let me see, when was this? This was 2010, and he was saying we had, what, 6.8 billion or something, like 6.5 billion something, and we're already well over 7 billion, and that's just in the last 8 years. So, yeah, I mean, we are spiking through the roof on people fucking each other like crazy and making babies. So I don't have a problem with him saying one of the contributing factors of carbon and CO2 in the air and stuff is people.
Yeah.
Especially since people eat a lot of beef and whatnot, especially in the Western world. So that's a lot of carbon emissions right there. That's a lot of methane gas and taking up a lot of land and what have you. But he did say vaccines, Toby. I'll give you that. That's a little weird.
Right.
What the hell does vaccines have to do with it? I would think vaccines would save people.
Exactly. Exactly.
Perhaps he misspoke, sir.
I wish.
You know, I think now might be an appropriate time. I would actually agree with you, and the listeners are like, oh, shit, Robert, what are you doing? But I would agree with you that the Illuminati is real. Except I would say it this way. Not that they are real, but more or less that they have been real.
Mm.
Some folks might not know that 1776, same year that we started our country in the United States.
Are you going to talk about out of my shop?
Yeah, yeah. That was in France, right? Where they started the Illuminati?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you? You're Irish, right? You're in Ireland?
Yeah, I'm in Ireland, yeah.
Okay, so...
Nigerian.
Oh, okay, cool. That explains a lot of the accent, because I was thinking, like, you don't sound Irish.
Yeah.
The whole point of Illuminati was to get rid of wacky conspiracy theory kind of supernatural stuff, including religion. It was a movement as part of the Enlightenment, and the Catholic Church put an end to them. It ended, and they did try to incorporate the Freemasons into their clubs. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff here that I'll give you a lot of ground on that, Toby, that it gets pretty wacky if you look at it historically, sure, but I think we go way too far whenever we start talking about rappers and hip-hop artists are still carrying the flame from the 1700s, as it were.
Oh, indeed they are. Indeed they are. Because even back then, right, the Illuminati and the Freemasons, they just wanted to... Have you ever seen an episode of The Simpsons where they do a Freemason episode, but they call it The Stonecutters?
No. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So in this episode of Freemasons, of The Simpsons, sorry, there's a Stonecutters group, right? And different people from Springfield in The Simpsons, they are in it, you know? So you have like, what's his name? Ollie from the school, right? He's mm-hmm. in it. You know, you have Mo.
Yeah, all the characters are in there, but they're like revealing some truths about Illuminati in it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so they have this...
Why would they do this?
No, because it's all about groups. It's like, why would people... join a golf group or whatever, you know. So, but this Illuminati group is just to control the world. It's just to control the world, essentially. Like, they want to have power everywhere. You see, let me even tell you this, right? There's only like three places where there isn't a Rothschild bank in, right? That these three countries reject the Rothschild bank.
I'm guessing one of them's Iran.
Yeah, one of them, I think, is Saudi Arabia.
Syria or something.
Yeah, the other one is Korea, North Korea.
Yeah, North, yeah.
And then there's another place that I just can't remember. But North Korea and, like, Saudi Arabia, they reject the like, Ireland has a Rothschild bank.
We're pretty tight with Saudi Arabia, though. Like, I could see if you were saying, like, you know, one was Iraq, one was Afghanistan, one was Libya, you know, like, places that we've actually attacked. But
yeah,
we're in tit pretty tight with Saudi Arabia. Like, they're our number one weapons purchaser.
Yeah, I may be wrong about Saudi Arabia, but definitely Korea doesn't have a Rothschild bank because they know the agenda. Why won't they take the Rothschild bank money? Why? What's the big deal in that? Because they know the agenda. They know they don't want to be, you know, under the thumb of the almighty U.S. dollar, the oil money.
North Korea might be a really good example. Maybe this is something where we can find some common ground. Okay, so I see some stuff going on between our president, Donald Trump, and Kim Jong-un, where they're arguing back and forth. Trump's tweeting stuff from his bathroom saying, you know, a crazy rocket man and I got a bigger button than you do and that sort of thing. I see that and I think this is conspiratorial, just like you do. Now, you take it as this is all part of like some big Illuminati operation that leads all the way back to Satan himself, you know. But I look at it and say, you know what? I would agree with you, Toby. There's some kind of conspiracy here, but the conspiracies that are real are right in your face. And all that ended up happening from that whole controversy with North Korea and United States and everybody's freaking out, news is going crazy. What ended up happening? South Korea and Japan bought a whole bunch of weapons. That's it. That's all that happened. North Korea hasn't gotten rid of any nuclear weapons or anything. They haven't given any evidence that things are over as far as their nuclear plans for their future. Donald Trump hasn't made any major changes other than he moved some of our defensive areas that were close to North Korea, that he moved some of that away. But nothing really occurred except a bunch of rich guys, a bunch of members of the military-industrial complex profited immensely from fear. And that's what happens all the time. That's what happens all the time. And I would even agree with you, majority of wars that we've been in since World War II have been false flag operations. I mean, you look at Desert Storm and go all the way back to a completely falsified testimony that was orchestrated by our own CIA. Or you go all the way back to Vietnam and say Gulf of Tonkin was just a ship that was shot by accident or perhaps on purpose. We don't know that one for sure, but we at least know that we shot our own vessel. By we, I mean the United States shot their own vessel and then blamed it on the Vietnamese. So I would agree with you about there are such things as conspiracies, and just because there is a conspiracy doesn't mean you're crazy or that it's false or what have you, but we need evidence for this stuff. And whenever you say, yeah, the North Korea stuff, that all leads to Satan, you don't have any evidence for that. I can back up what I'm saying with evidence. I can back up conspiracy theories like Operation Paperclip. We can show that the Joint Chiefs and the Department of Defense all tried to persuade John F. Kennedy to kill American citizens that were stationed at Guantanamo Bay with an airplane, similar to the story in 9/11. Not that I'm a 9/11 truther, I'm just saying that there is similarities there. And we have evidence for this. They have released the documents proving this sort of thing. So I'm with you on conspiracy theories that should be believed. But conspiracy theories that shouldn't be believed, I would be more inclined to say that's the kind of stuff that you're talking about whenever we discuss Illuminati.
Okay, 2 points, right? There's a thing called esoteric and exoteric, yeah? And one of them means hidden in plain sight, right? So just, and the second point I wanted to make was, it sounds like you'll only take things that are like, or you'll only accept evidence that are like from the government, you know, like you said, you know, they've released these files like Operation Paperclip. There's some files that they haven't released that has been leaked.
Not that I would only accept it from the government, but whenever somebody tells me that they did something wrong, I tend to believe them. So I would say that that's a good source. We were talking about sources earlier, and I said, how do you know if something is a good source or not? A good source is whenever, if you and I go in and play in a game of tennis together, we both put our bags down and then we go play our game. We go back to our bags and your wallet's missing and you say, who stole my wallet? And I say, I don't know. That's a pretty good source. I mean, you know, we're friends. We're obviously playing tennis together, you know. But if I say I stole it and then I show you evidence that I have it, it's not so much that you only listen to Robert Stanley. It's that whenever I confess, that's pretty good evidence.
Yeah, that's good evidence. But what if someone catches you taking the wallet, right? And they took a picture of you doing it in that act of you stealing.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good evidence right there.
There is those type of evidences out there. It's a matter of...
Yeah, but like a video of Bohemian Grove isn't evidence of Illuminati. It's evidence that rich people do weird, eyes wide shut kind of shit, which we always knew that. That's no surprise.
Okay, when you see them sporting the famed triangle, right? You know of the Illuminati triangle. It's even on the dollar bill. Why is it on the dollar bill?
Oh yeah, the one with the eye in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that doing on the dollar bill? What's his business there?
That's all Mason stuff. The early founders used a lot of different imagery. I mean, we still use symbols today that...
Yeah, and what...
If you look at a logo that I use for my podcast, it might look kind of weird, but it doesn't mean that it has some hidden meaning. It means,
of course,
exactly what it looks like. I mean, the stars on the flag have a meaning. The stripes have meanings of number of states and number of colonies and what have you.
At least we agree that everything has a meaning. We can start from there, right? So
I don't know that everything has a meaning. I'm just saying we use symbolism to represent lots of stuff, but it doesn't always need to have a hidden meaning. There doesn't have to be a hidden agenda to every kind of symbol.
Yeah, but it doesn't. doesn't need to have a hidden meaning, and it doesn't need to not have a hidden meaning. So it can have a hidden meaning.
Yeah, yeah. I'm okay with it can have a hidden meaning.
Yeah. So what, okay, you mentioned the Freemasons put the triangle eye of providence on the dollar bill, right?
I always heard it was all-seeing eye. But okay, eye of providence, what have you, okay.
Yeah, or the all-seeing eye. You know, it's really just a fabrication of God. But anyway, the Masons, right? What did the Masons believe? We know the Masons exist. You know that the
Christian.
Masons...
The all-seeing eye was an old Christian symbol also. I mean, this is all stuff from your group, man. This ain't from Satan.
No. Any sound Christian that knows his Bible, that knows what's going on in this world, not me, anyone, right? I can bring up some friends on Facebook that will tell you that the Masons are not Christians. And that's like calling the KKK Christians.
They were.
Yeah, but... It's like calling the Mormons Christians or the
Jehovah's. They are.
They are not Christians. You see, we are the ones that are inside. We know we can have an in-house talk and tell you who's Christian. You know,
well, yeah, but every religion likes to kind of separate out the ones that they don't think are true believers. But there's Protestant Christians. There's Catholic Christians. There's lots of different kind of Christians.
The Masons are Satanists. You cannot be a Satanist Christian. Because Albert Pike, the one I mentioned of you...
I know Masons personally, and they are not Satanists at all. They believe in Lord Jesus Christ died for their sins to save them.
Those aren't high Masons at all. Those are like peons. Those are peons Masons. Look up on Google. We are on the
This is just like when we were talking earlier, where if I try to falsify something, if you say Masons do this, and I say, yeah, but I know a Mason and he doesn't do that, and you say, ah, but he's not a high up Mason. What if I responded by saying, actually, he's a very high up Mason? Then you would say, well, he's not high up enough. You see, there's no way to prove you wrong, because it doesn't matter what I say, you're going to go, yeah, but.
Look it up, right? Albert Pike, one of the founders of Masonry, right? He has said I'm going to paraphrase heavily, right? He has said to the other higher up, right, that don't let the lower classes of Masons know just yet that Satan is the Lord. He has said that. Give me a minute. Let me try and look up the quote.
What's the guy's name?
Albert Pike. A-L-B-E-R-T.
Yeah, so it says Albert Pike was an American attorney, soldier, writer, and a Freemason.
Mm-hmm. Look up his quote.
He actually joined Independent Order of Odd Fellows, joined the Masonic Lodge, where he became extremely active in the affairs of the organization. He was elected Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite Southern Jurisdiction. None of this sounds all that crazy to me, man. He published a book called Morals and Dogma of the Ancient and Accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry in 1871. I'm not saying anything crazy about this guy. He's just some old dude.
I went to Google and I went to Albert Pike Satanist quote, right? And he says this: that which we must say to the crowd is, we worship a God, but it is the God that one adores without superstition. To you, Sovereign Grand Inspectors General, we say this, that you may repeat it to the brethren of the 32nd and the 31st and the 30th degrees. The Masonic religion should be, by all of us, initiates of high degrees, maintained in the purity of Luciferian doctrine. If Lucifer were not God, would Adonai, Jesus, culminate, spread false and harmful statements about him? Yes, Lucifer is God. And that's quoted from A.C. de la Riva, La Femme Enfant, some French going on there. But yeah, that's his own quote saying, yes, Lucifer is God.
Assuming that quote is accurately from him, so maybe he was into Lucifer and a Freemason. So what?
We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations, people of different nationalities, the effects of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. So atheism and Satanists are not that far apart. This is a Freemason, and he aligns with atheism, and he just said Lucifer is God. Do you see the whole soup in the pot?
All right, so maybe he worshipped Lucifer.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would I care?
Because he has spread this idea. Like, Lucifer Lucifer has many agendas, right? He wants you to, atheism says, oh, I don't believe in God or there is no God. One of those two. I don't even know, agnostic, atheism, whatever. Lucifer doesn't want you to believe in God, right? So that's just dandy. If you don't, if you are angry against God, or if you don't believe in God, or you're apathetic to the idea of God, even better. Lucifer is also at war and at odds with God, you know, so he'll just manipulate, because if you take away the light, there's only darkness. If you take away God, there's only dark ideas and dark ideologies.
Now, we can falsify what you're saying right now. We can test this theory that you're presenting, that if you remove God and Satan has tricked us properly into believing there is no God, then atheists would be most likely to commit crimes, right? We would be most likely to be violent. The prison institutions would be full of atheists, right? In fact, I would be a bad guy. We could easily contrast you and I, and somebody could say, Toby's a really good guy, and Robert's a really bad guy.
Yeah, right? There's been atheist massacres before, you know, Pol Pot, Mao, all these, what's his name? Oh, this
Stalin.
Stalin, Lenin.
Yeah.
They were atheists. They didn't believe in God. And even them, what's his name? Adolf Hitler. You know, people like to say, oh, he believed him. He aligned with Catholicism or the Pope met him or something like that. No, he didn't. You know.
Yeah, he was Catholic, dude. Their belt buckle said, God with us. The Pope totally did endorse him. I could play you multiple speeches where he talks about God.
Some Christians.
And a major part of his anti-Semitism, he used religion. He used Christianity to promote a lot of that. I mean, that's what leaders do. And whenever you're talking about Pol Pot or Mao or Stalin, Lenin, what have you, these are times when nationalism completely devastated a country. That's what happens whenever you get too nationalistic, just like that's what happens when you get too religious. The Crusades are a perfect example of what happens whenever you let religion control a population. Pol Pot is a good example of whenever you let nationalism control a population. Putting your confidence into anything that you value over your fellow brother and sister is whenever things go wrong. You can't attribute the violence that occurred with Pol Pot, Mao, Stalin, or Hitler, for instance. None of that was because of atheism.
It was a fruit of atheism. Do you believe if they were Christian, if they were full born again Protestant Christians, like they would have all those massacres would happen the way they happened?
Wait. What do you mean if they were true Christian? We've got histories chalked full of Christian massacres.
No. You see, the Crusades, like the famed Crusades that people like to pull out of their pocket and wave in the face of every Christian, right? First of all, the Crusades were a response to Islam. Hordes of Islamic just Islamic people were gathering up and they were conquering. If it wasn't for the Crusades, you wouldn't even be on this. There would be no Skype. You wouldn't have, like, Islam would have conquered the world many times over. If not for the Crusaders and the knights, you know, they were the Catholic Church called for the Crusaders. They anointed the knights. When you've heard of being knighted on the shoulder, left and right, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what they knighted them to go fight against the hordes of Islam. So right. If anything, we should thank the Crusaders. We should thank the knights of Malta and the Templar knights. Because if not for them, we wouldn't be able to have this argument. We'll both be just reciting our Quran. That's what we'd be.
Well, you won't get me defending Islam in any way, that's for sure. But I would say that things that you're talking about, like technological advances or the concept of free speech, these are not things that necessarily came from Christianity. They emerged out of it reluctantly, with religion trying to hold it back, trying to hold the reins of it as we progressed through the muck and mire of religion. The Enlightenment and even the Illuminati themselves were trying to fight against your kind, the religious, that was trying to keep us from advancing technologically and through constitutional law with some kind of secular government. But, you know, enough about all that. Enough about all that. Toby McToberson. Thanks for discussing all this with us today. Can you tell everybody how to find your YouTube channel?
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube. My YouTube name is All Things New. I post regularly nowadays. You can find me there.
Toby, thanks so much for sharing your afternoon with us today, sir.
Thank you for having me. God bless you. I pray you come to faith in Jesus' name.
we'll see. Lord willing.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Thank you also to Dave Blair at davefreesong.com/free music. Thank you to our patrons. You too can support us at patreon.com/right and learn more at therighttoreason.com. Next week, we're talking to Alex Moreski about God. Between now and then, remember that you have the right to reason. Happy New Year.
So much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few wins as I breeze through. 2 a.m. and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 a.m. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But
for what?
We don't let them hoes.
Yeah.
So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this.
Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time. And we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Take
cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and dead?